Unit 15. Job Hunting. C. An American Viewpoint. Every year, during the fall and winter months, university students begin showing up to school in business suits, marking the official start of the shukatsu season. Setting aside the problem of students spending much of their third or fourth year skipping classes in order to find a job, the biggest problem I see is that everyone is dressed the same way. Japanese even have an expression for this form of fashion, calling them recruit suits. It seems counterintuitive to me. If you are searching for a job, isn't the goal to distinguish yourself from the other candidates for the same job? After all, why should they hire you and not someone else? Perhaps this is one big reason why it takes students so long to get a job in Japan. With little experience to offer companies, there is little that makes them stand out from the others applying to the same company. They simply look like every other person in the job recruitment seminar or interview. Perhaps, though, this is what companies expect and tradition dictates, and students who go against this recruit suit expectation might jeopardize their chances of getting a job. But I doubt it. I would like to encourage students to take a risk and try to distinguish themselves fashion-wise from other students. This doesn't necessarily mean walking into a seminar in a white tuxedo. That's overdoing it. But at least you could accessorize better to make them remember you. Selecting the right tie or pocket square or shoes might make you stand out in a positive way. In other words, the little things might make a difference. Students with little or no experience need extra help to get that first job. Making a fashion distinction might be the one thing that makes you stand out from any number of other candidates. My first big job interview was with a university in Osaka. I had little experience and was up against 400 candidates for four positions. I walked into my interview with a black pinstripe suit and a sharp red tie. I looked like the devil, yet I walked out with a job.